Shalom, shalom. This is Billy Brim. Welcome to every one of you. I even heard Puerto Rico today. And we do give a special welcome to you. And thank you, Alaska, for joining, and Canada. These states I don't have. We have got 44 states. 1, 2, 3, 4. No. 5. 45 states? Think of it. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to go up and give him great praise and glory right now. Let's just all lift our voices just for a few minutes here and just praise him. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you.
Thank you for raising up a prayer for us, Father.
Praise you, Father. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Well, I don't know how many of you read my blog yesterday, but it is so exciting. And I'm going to read it to you. Remember, we had come to you before, and we had told you about the threat. We did this on our Wednesday prayer. We also did it on a blog that a general, Brigadier General from Iran, had threatened Israel and said that we're much more powerful than before, and the date has been set for Israel's destruction. And the people in Israel were thinking, well, that's got to be our Independence Day, April 17, and it lines up with the Iran Army Day. But something very supernatural happened. And I put the whole article on my blog yesterday. You can find this on lots of news items, but I just picked the one that was that came across the Israel breaking news. Divine response to Iranian threat, sandstorms and earthquakes. An Iranian threat against Israel last week was answered immediately from above with a massive sandstorm, and that is true. It happened immediately. Just after he made the threat, there was this massive sandstorm. You can go on YouTube and watch it. Do Iran Sandstorm 2018. It is breathtaking how that thing swooped in. It wasn't just like it sometimes is in a Hamsin in Israel, where for a while it just blows and blows. This was a kick up the dust swirling sandstorm. And this article goes on, if the message was not entirely clear, 2 days later, the Iranian nuclear reactor was hit by an earthquake at the same time Jews in Israel were celebrating their Independence Day. Rabbi Yosef Dayan, a member of the Sanhedrin, and a descendant of King David, noted that it should be clear to everyone around the world that this storm in Iran was divine intervention. Quote, my first reaction when I saw reports of the storm was to thank God, because this was clearly straight from Hashem. This is literally the name. That's what they call God. That's from Rabbi Dayan. Going on with the article, recent tensions between Israel and Iran came to a head on April 16 when Iran's foreign minister spokesman told reporters in a weekly meeting in Tehran that Israel was doomed. He said a date had been picked. Quote, the Zionist entity will sooner or later receive the necessary response and will regret its misdeeds. He made that statement on April 16. Though the Iranian minister's threat was predicted to come to fruition at an unspecified point in the future, an emphatic divine response immediately followed. This happened immediately. The sandstorm immediately happened in the form of an unusual natural phenomenon. On the same day that the foreign ministry predicted Israel's ultimate demise, a huge sandstorm engulfed an entire province in the center of Iran, battering the region with 60-mile-an-hour sand-laden winds. There were no injuries or major damages reported as a result of the storm, but even the Iranian media recognized the exceptional nature of the event, with headlines calling the storm apocalyptic. As if the sandstorm accompanying the threats made earlier in the week were not a clear enough indication of divine displeasure with Iran, another natural disaster hit the rogue nation on Thursday in what seemed like a divine double-down response, at precisely the same time Israelis were enjoying barbecuing on their Independence Day. An earthquake hit Iran just a few miles from the country's only operating nuclear power plant. This article says it was a 5.9. These natural phenomena in Iran did not go unnoticed by Jewish spiritual leaders. Rabbi Amnon Yitzhak, a Haredi, which is ultra-Orthodox, Israeli rabbi, known for his massive outreach efforts, made a post on his Facebook page that the Iranians would do well to heed. Quote, "The Iranians threatened to explode Israel with an atomic bomb on Independence Day, and within 48 hours, they got hit by an earthquake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale in the area of their atomic reactor, and an unprecedented sandstorm that turned Iran into a sandbox. Now tell me what that we do not have divine providence." I wanted to read you, I have several rabbis, but one rabbi that I've read his book called The End of Days, this is Rabbi Pinchas Winston, and I quote from it quite often when I'm teaching. I don't always mention his name, but I do follow what he says. Rabbi Pinchas Winston, an End of Days expert, believes that as times go on, such events indicating divine intervention in mundane events will become more prevalent. Quote, "In the latter stages of the redemption, the mixture of miracle and nature will increase to the point where it will become so clear it will be undeniable. You can't conclusively say anything is divine intervention, but the people who are prepared to look at the big picture will be able to connect the dots in a way that makes more sense than trying to explain everything in strictly natural terms." When you see that, when you go online and you go to YouTube, Iran Sandstorm 2018, you're going to have the same feeling. That this thing had to be from God. I'd like us to look at Psalm 83 right now, if you have your Bible. Some people have thought and taught that this is a war that will have a certain date that we can identify. It starts one day, it's over 5 days later. I don't believe that. I believe this is a war of attrition. I do believe that it had a starting date, which is a long thing to go into, and I don't want to teach it right now. But those nations mentioned here in Psalm 83 are Islamic nations. And it says, "Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance." That's exactly what happened on the 16th when the general said, "We've picked a day, we're going to wipe you out." But that turned out to be the day of the sandstorm. This, in Psalm 83, is a confederacy of Islamic nations. Verse 6 mentions the tabernacles of Edom. Of course, that's Esau. The Ishmaelites of Moab. The Hagarines. I don't know if that's the six sons of Hagar by Abraham. I don't know. But then it goes on and mentions others that we could identify here. When they have said that they're going to destroy Israel, and when they have said, verse 12, "Let us take to ourselves the pastures," actually what it says, pastures, where cattle feed. King James has houses, but it says pastures. It means land of God in possession. Then here is the cry of Israel to God. Oh my God, make them like a wheel as the stubble before the wind. And verse 15 says, persecute them with your tempest and make them afraid with your storm. I am quite sure that there were people in Iran who put two and two together. And but we do see a storm here. We do see an earthquake. So I don't know whether, you know, praise the Lord, glory to God. People say don't mess with Texas. You better not mess with Israel. For God has said, those who bless Israel, I'm going to bless. And those who curse Israel, I'm going to curse. So I believe that this was definitely something that came from heaven. And it did come in answer to prayers. It came in answer to your prayers and other prayers. I don't by any means think we're the only ones, but praise the Lord, glory to God. He lets us be in on it. We have the privilege and the right to pray. So, Father, we just want to thank you. We want to give you glory. We know your word is true. And you said in your word that you are the guard, the watchman over Israel, that you never slumber nor sleep. But you also said that you've appointed other watchmen. And we believe, Father, that we are a part of those watchmen. Here we're coming all the way from Alaska to Puerto Rico to lift up our voices, all the way from Canada to the southern tip of Texas and Florida. Father, how we just do praise you. It's just so wonderful to know that you were God, that you were a mighty God, that you were the God of Israel, and that your words that you have said, Father, Ilo Brosanda, have come to pass. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we lift up our leaders. We lift up our leaders, Father. We lift up here in America. We're lifting up our president. Decisions are being made now, Father, about the nuclear thing with Iran. Decisions are being made, Father, as the French president is here, and as we look at la maratino no vratese, astodomocoria macalacadino no capra, at North Korea and the other things. Father, in the name above all names, we lift up the appointment of Mike Pompeo. I really believe, Lord, you did something supernatural to get this past that panel, past that committee. It seems so strange what happened, that one of the members of the committee had to attend a funeral and another voted for him. And, oh, Father, in the name above all names, we just praise you. And now that it's before the Senate, this good man, this Christian man, this dedicated Christian man, we do ask that he have an appointment. But not only do that, we ask you. We're going to turn our attention right now, and we're going to say to you demons, you princes of the power of the air, who would attempt to work down to block this appointment, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against you, and we tell you to cease and desist in your maneuvers. I want to use our authority on another target. We've been corresponding back and forth with Ronnie Levy, Ethan Cerrone here, our U.S. manager. We've been talking back and forth, emailing actually. And we had a choice whether to apply. We've jumped the hurdles of one committee. Praise God. Now the zoning committee. Now we have to make an application for a building permit. We had a choice to make. The entire project, and if you go online you can see it, or the main building and one villa. Why would we even halt or, you know, think about the two? It has to do with the amount of taxes we would have to pay. Not when we make our application. But when the permit is granted, we owe taxes. So it has to do with the amount, and it has to do with our monies. So in the name above all names, well, before I tell you that, I did pray about it, and I received from the Lord to go ahead for the whole project. And Ethan had also felt the same way in his spirit. I'm sure Ronnie did. He didn't say so. Now, I know that we've got authority. And I believe that demonic powers of the air have fought us in that committee that we just passed. And we're not going to let them do anything with the building permit. So I'm asking every one of you to join me. And we're going to speak to those demon spirits and bind them from having anything to do with the building permit being granted. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Here we are, 45 states strong, Puerto Rico, Canada, and in the name above all names, the name of Yeshua, the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we come against you. We tell you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. You will not work one day. You will not work one minute. Because we here today paralyze you. Because Jesus, God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and his blood made a show of you openly, triumphing over you in it. The blood of the cross, the blood of Calvary, we hold over this project. You will not stop it. You will not even delay it. It will pass through, and all will be amazed at how quickly it got through the building permit process. In the name, above all names, you will not work in our architects. They will move without a glitch. You will not work in any of this, O Salamakaya Nicolodonye. We take authority over you. We're going to have an Authority of the Believer conference. We start Friday with the Friday night service. Then we have it all day, morning and night, Saturday, and then Sunday morning and night. And this is going to be in our church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We're expecting a big crowd, so we've put up a tent right on the front doorstep of the church. Our church people are going to be sitting in that tent, and we're leaving our nice-sized auditorium for you visitors. If you cannot visit us, and then we're going to be broadcasting it or streaming it live, and you can watch it. I think you can get it over billybrim.org and our Facebook and a Glorious Church Fellowship, perhaps. In Collinsville. But this is, I spoke last weekend in Amarillo, Texas. I spoke Saturday all day with Sandra Hagee and with Gary Bauer. And we had a day to honor Israel with Lyndon Allen, big area he is over CUFI. And by the way, I hope you're coming to Christians United for Israel Summit. You can find it online, CUFI, register for it. And so we had a wonderful day there together with the people in Amarillo. And then I spoke Sunday at Jeremy Files' really good church. Accelerate, they named it. Isn't that a good name? Going forward, accelerating. And I spoke on the authority of the believer. Well, because we have a mandate for that right now, because it's so necessary right now. And when I got to church, before I go, every time I go, I usually check the news to see if there's something, you know, we need to. And there it was about the Waffle House shooting in Nashville area. And then, of course, we have recently seen the Toronto tragedy. I'm going to Tulsa because Tulsa appeared on the list of the most dangerous cities to live in. That ought not to be, because it was in Tulsa that I first heard about the authority of the believer, that I first, and Brother Hagin's book, and we took the book. Oh, my goodness, I've seen so much results from this using your authority. What do you have to do? You have to sit in your chair in the mornings, and I have that little book, you know, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. And if you would like to have it for only $2, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And it tells you exactly how to use your authority. It's just a little mini book. But that means that you, wherever you live, you have to get in your chair in the mornings. It's not the word that you know. It's the word that you do. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. And what do? When you sit in that chair, you rule and you reign. That's what God told us to do in Romans 5:17. Those that have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised us from the dead. When he raised the head, he raised the body. It says he even seated the body in the head at his own right hand. That means you and I are seated at the throne. That means we share with Jesus throne rights. But it's a heavy responsibility. It's a heavy responsibility. And what happens in our areas happens because the church allows it to happen. I'm talking about demonic things. I'm talking about if demons are behind something. And demons, I can tell you, so it wasn't what they call a terrorist attack. They're saying it was not a terrorist attack in Toronto. Who knows how it may turn out. But certainly the people were terrorized. And the Bible calls, in Isaiah, the Bible says, identify Satan as one who causes terror. So when it's him causing terror, you have authority over demons. And so you have a habitational authority in your area where you live. It can be increased. And, you know, this thing is progressive. I was reading yesterday, studying Macmillan's book, and oh, how I wish you all had that, The Authority of the Believer by John A. Macmillan. You can also get that book from us. I don't know how much it is, but I'll get Julie to, and of course these things are going to be shipped plus shipping. I'll get Julie, to alert our people who answer the phones as to how much that book is. It's priceless. And I was reading yesterday in that book, studying in that book, and I saw where he said it is progressive, how you progress in this. Let me see if I marked the page down. And if I did, yes, I did mark the page. I'm going to read it to you what he said. It's on page 34. If you have that wonderful book. Okay, speaking of this one who learns to use his authority. The blood represents, and of course the blood is one of our weapons. The blood represents not only the cleansing from the guilt and power of sin, but it is also the witness of that overwhelming victory gained at Calvary, by virtue of which the Lord is now seated on high. Did you ever notice that when Jesus said when we take the communion, we show forth his death? Why? Because that was the place of victory. The blood, I'm going to read again what he says, is a witness of that overwhelming victory gained at Calvary, by virtue of which the Lord is now seated on high. Once this is grasped, the believer sees that he does not have to fight against the foe, but simply to hold over him an already accomplished triumph, the authority of which he shares in the full. Now I'm going to read you what he said about progressive. Not all at once the full vision comes, but as the believer holds his place and exercises his ministry in the heavenlies, there will be a gradual perfecting in the heavenly warfare. It will be in his province concerning the hosts of darkness to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Oh, that all God's people might come to an understanding of their high calling. Bless the Lord. So it's progressive. Maybe you have just started in this. And when you start with habitational authority. You have got the authority where you are sitting in your house today from these 45 states, from Alaska, from Puerto Rico. You can keep the heavenlies above your head and in your neighborhood. You can keep them devil-free. Actually, you can keep them paralyzed, the devils that are there paralyzed. And so, but you have to do it daily. It's a daily thing. They're accusing you morning and night, and you are pleading the blood, and you are sitting in your chair of authority morning and night. But as you progress, and I found this to be true because I've been doing this for years, he increases things. He increases. You read my blogs and see how he got us just recently into the Supreme Court room in Brussels, Belgium, and back in January into the halls of Congress, when some of the hearings were taking place. So you'll find a growing confidence. But the day you start, you have your habitational authority. You know, he said, in my name they shall cast out devils. That's the first sign he gave of his followers who believe, Mark 16. Well, that doesn't just mean that that we cast devils out of a person who maybe have a demon. It does mean that. We can do it. But the broader sense, the wider sense is you cast them out of your pathway. The Bible speaks of clearing paths in the Old Testament, lifting up every stone, casting them out of the way, making the way of the Lord even, the path even. You cast them out of your way. Wherever you go today, you cast demons out of your pathway. Praise the Lord for the authority of the believer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just praise him a few minutes more. Oh, Rabasata, Evrando de Kohola, Brate de Kohoshande. Father, we just worship you. We praise you. I just thank you for this prayer force that you raised up. You raised them up. No person raised them up. You raised them up, and you gather them to yourself. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, today's noon prayer, I don't know, they probably arranged to show something. There will be prayer out at Prayer Mountain. But we are not able to stream it live because all of our equipment has gone down to Collinsville, Oklahoma. And so they're on their way. Actually, I think they left yesterday. They're on their way down there to set everything up, and we're thanking God when we get our new truck, and it'll be so much easier than now. They have to take down every piece. But we will be there, and we will be in the Authority of the Believer Conference. I do invite you to stream live there with us. Praise the Lord. And remember, you need to see, you need to go online to the YouTube and watch that storm of the Lord. If you'll just say, Iran, sandstorm, 2018, you'll see it. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Shalom, shalom.